Alan Partridge was to say the name of that band, what would he say?
Jet.
He fancied it because he liked the. There was a song with that in it, but he also fancied Jet from Gladiators.
Oh, he certainly did.
And he made a suggestion on his little recorded memo to say maybe Jet from Gladiators should host a Millennium Barn Dance. At which point he then went back to it and said, properly policed, it must not, repeat, must not turn into an all-night rave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
You'd never know that 98FM's Dave Moore watches Alan Partridge every night before he goes to bed.
I do, you know.
Somebody sent me something and I'm really sorry, but I can't remember who it was because I resent it to myself and I deleted their bits or whatever. Somebody from the Dave Has No Friends at 98FM.com.
Don't you hate it when you get up in the morning and find your bits have been deleted?
Somebody emailed me collection, the words for kind of collections of animals, because there are so many interesting ones. Like, we all know, you know, a herd of cattle.
Really?
Yeah, we've heard of that one. A pack of dogs. But there's so many more interesting than that. For example, there is a shrewdness of apes.
Who makes up this?
I don't care. They're beautiful. We should encourage this kind of language all of the time. When you see some larks fluttering about a tree, you say to your friend, oh my goodness, look at that exaltation of larks.
And that person will not be your friend.
If you're swimming and you see a load of barracudas, don't say, look at that shoal of barracudas. Say, look, it's a battery of barracudas. And people will be tremendously excited. There's a troop of monkeys. I'm actually going to ask to see if anyone can guess this one. For butterflies, what is it? Have a go there, drummer.
A flint. That's what it should be called. No, look, a flint of butterfly.
No, you're wrong.
A butterfly.
Begins with a K. Text your answer to 53981.
A knife.
A parliament of owls.
Oh, easy now, and owls do a better job than them, la.
A quiver of cobras. An ostentation of peacocks.
That's pretty good. They are quite ostentatious, in fairness.
Sting has sung about this before. Murder of crows. I don't know why I sang that. It sounded like Sting.
I think it was Ronan Keating.
Yeah.
It would be...
I am.
Can you see the murder of crows?
A rookery of penguins. Now that's beautiful.
That is nice.
A rookery of penguins. A convocation of eagles.
Shouldn't it be a rookery of rooks?
No, obviously not. Otherwise it would say.
Is that what someone calls a bit of their garden in Fox Rock?
Mind the rookery there.
A prickle of porcupines, a charm of finches, and this one we've had before on Dave's World, but it's one of my favourites. An unkindness of ravens.
Nice.
I mean, that people are literally just putting nouns in front of animals, which is great. A skulk of foxes, a shiver of sharks, a troubling of goldfish.
A goldfish could never be troubling. That's wrong. This should be called a blank of goldfish. A uselessness of goldfish.
See, that's actually good. There's a pod of whales, a smack of jellyfish. There's a smack of jellyfish off your man. A descent of woodpeckers. A mob of kangaroos. And finally, a zeal of zebras. It's just brilliant.
Well, it's funny, I've just gone online and I found the collective term for Dave's Worlds.
All right.
Yeah. It's a feces of Dave's World.
If no one has correctly guessed the correct word, the correct word for butterflies, it begins with a K. Someone has suggested kettle. It's not correct. And then someone else just says, in fairness, no argument here, a pair of Muppets. Don't make me start without you.